the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Happy November 1st across Northeast Texas. Daniel Starks here. This is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Hopefully none of you out there are suffering from a candy coma after last night's Halloween. Hopefully Alice is not. We do have her on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us a review here on KETR. We've got three movies we're going to talk about. They're all very, very big movies. I know that this first one we're going to talk about has had lots of publicity. It's called Ender's Game.
The novel came out quite a few years ago, and they even had cast many times people who are now grown in the parts for the young guy. He's played this time by, in the actual film that they made, Ender Wiggin is played by Asa Butterfield, who had made a real splash in Hugo a couple of years ago. And he is a very skinny teenager who does not look like the possibility of the person who could save mankind, but that's the point of Ender's Game. There's the swarming vermin-like aliens. They're called Formics, and they devastated the Earth 50 years before, and they're threatening again. And the belief is that it's got to be the soldiers, the cadets, as they call them. The armed forces are made up of young men, young people. They're women also, girls too. And he gets selected for boot camp training at the International Fleet's Battle School Space Station, which is presided over by Colonel Hiram Graff, played by a very dour Harrison Ford, who's back in space. And Cadet Ender shows real leadership traits, and they do all kinds of war games in this weightless environment and in virtual reality. Anyway, this surprised me. I had heard poor reviews for way back, people who hadn't seen it and who were just talking about it. But it turns out to be quite a very, very fine film. And the performance that Asa Butterfield gives is really phenomenal, along with several other young actors, including Hailee Steinfeld, who I was so negative about for her recent performance as Juliet. She plays Petra Arcanian. And Moses Arias is a kid I'd met before, and he plays Bonzo Madrid. Ben Kingsley is also in this as Commander Mazer Rackham, who was the 50-year-ago version of the part that Asa Butterfield plays now.
It really does look like an interesting movie. I've seen a lot of commercials and trailers for this movie, and I'm really excited to go see it. Another one that I think the TV stations have just drilled into our brains, because there's a part in the trailer where Morgan Freeman is acting like he's about to jump out of a window, and he's on the first story window, so he just kind of sets his feet on the ground. It's called Last Vegas, and it looks hilarious.
I thought it was. I'm of an age that I guess I could appreciate it more, but they had me in the opening credits with the music that was, of course, from my time, Little Bitty Pretty One, one of my all-time favorite songs. And it's the Flatbush Four, as these four guys call themselves. It's certainly predictable, the movie is. These lifetime buddies who get together and go to Sin City for a bachelor party, they make some really corny remarks, and there's a lot of things that you know that's going to happen. But they still manage with their charm and a very good comedic presence to make it very often a hilarious movie, especially like Kevin Kline. He seems to have the most fun in the movie and be the most probably well-developed character. Morgan Freeman, too, is just darling. He dances and whatever. It's very cute. It's Hangover for the AARP group. It's not as gross as Hangover. But also another good thing about it is Mary Steenburgen, who's an Academy Award-winning actress. And this is the first time that she has sung in a movie. And she has a great singing voice, and she's really got a lot of things going for her as the radiant Diana Boyle. And another surprise member of the cast is Curtis 50 Cent Jackson, who has a cameo in the movie.
I just want to let everyone out there who's listening, Alice did not curse. She did press a button on her phone that gave a little a tone. So I just want to let you know she did not curse. We did not cover that up. She just pressed a little button.
Oh, I didn't know.
Pressed a button on her phone. We've got a few minutes left. We're going to go ahead and get to our last movie. It's called All Is Lost.
Robert Redford, who doesn't need to work or ever do anything again, has had quite a storied career as a producer, director, and actor, gives the performance of his life as a man who we never know his name. He's alone aboard his yacht somewhere in the Indian Ocean, and his boat collides with a shipping container. He's a pretty resilient type person. Figure that out. His radio and his navigation equipment are gone, but he takes his time and he's patient. He repairs the tear in the hull, and then right away, high winds and a massive storm begin. And it's just like we go through it all. This is a procedural movie with every detail. It's like we suffer. We go through it all with him. We realize the effects of the weather, the hopelessness of the situation, and this is just a really fine movie, directed by J.C. Chander, who got an Oscar nomination for Margin Call last year. But it's fascinating, and even if you're not the slightest bit interested in sailing, it's still a very fine movie, and Robert Redford has virtually no dialogue, just a couple of bad words here and there. He manages to convey his character's fighting spirit and then also some desperation. The ending is, I don't know, it can be interpreted in a number of ways.
Ender's Game, Last Vegas, and All Is Lost. Alice, we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning at 7:20 during Morning Edition on your station, KETR.